Say to the baby, Marky.
Good boy, good boy.
I can't hear you.
Good boy, good boy.
Good boy, good
boy. Good boy, uh-huh. And Marky, what do you want to be when you grow up?
My own self.
Your own self?
A house.
And what job, Ross, don't say a single word. And what job do you want to have, honey?
A house, job.
Yeah, what kind of job do you want?
Work at home.
Work at where?
Working around the house.
Work around the house, okay, very good. And, honey, what kind of things, are you going to go to college? You gonna go to school until you get to be big?
No way, I hate school.
You hate school? Ross,
you mean you're gonna be a dropout?
What's a dropout?
It's when you get out of school early.
Yeah, you quit school.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be a dropout, Mark?
And be a bummer?
What's a dropout and a bummer?
Dad, I've got...
Tell them what a dropout and a bummer are.
Mark. Bummer is a person that didn't do very well at all in school and became a person begging for money on the streets.
Right.
And he's sick. He lives in a dirty and chunky alley.
Right.
And he's got dirty clothes. He wears them all the time because he doesn't have other clothes.
And
he usually dies because of hunger.
No food.
Right.
Right. You want to be that?
And and what you do to become a bummer is you drop out of school. You get out of school early.
Right.
Because you don't like it and you just hate it and you say,
your other voice. You remember it and then tell it to me. We're talking about the when we came across in the truck from Denver, and Ross said, "Dad, it was the first time and possibly the only time that I was in a big truck, right?"
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No.
Yeah. Ross is worried about this bobcat cub he saw. Is that what you're worried about, Ross? Ross. Okay, you worry about that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Put this here. Not much Washington. Ross looked on the other side of the road and said, "Why are all the cars stopped over there? Do you really think they're stopped on the other side, Ross?"
Yeah.
Do they look stopped?
They were.
He saw them over a ridge. and you couldn't see the rails moving, so it looked to him, since we were moving, that he just kind of estimated the relative distance. Are these guys moving or stopped? Okay. But the other guys, how about those guys up in the front? Are they moving or stopped? Up there.
No, they're not moving.
If he thinks if he doesn't see their wheels, then they're not moving. Really?
One.
Really? Okay. There's something about they've been playing bar lately, but they mostly have G.I. Joe figures and they have a big stockade with soft animals in the middle.
Your favorite swimmer, put your heads against the wall. You too, elephant. I guess that means you. Yep.
I guess that means me too. Meow.
I already did smash him. Horses are gonna help too. They're in the same boat we are.
Hey, hi guys. Hey guys.
We're about to run out of here.
Want me to punch a part?
No, we can recommit ourselves.
Okay. Do you know the way home?
Yeah. We know our homes.
Those are Care Bears, right?
Yeah.
Well, who is that other guy?
Which other guy?
The one Marky's playing with.
Ah, that's Stacks.
Stacks?
Yeah.
He's
a GoBot, a Super GoBot.
A Super GoBot, okay.
Well, these fur things are stuffed in. I'm like, who knows, Marky knows. It's been wrong. He was born yesterday.
Really? I know what furry animals are. But I just didn't know
what Stacks was. Yeah, because GoBots are new around here.
Kind of new, yeah.
Well, sort of. They're the hot... GoBots and Transformers are the hottest toys around.
Yeah. But soft animals are the softest toys
around. For boys.
But soft animals are the softest toys around.
Get out of here.
Hey, you know what?
Okay, everybody ready to ram it?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'll cut the power line so the alarm won't go off when we bust out of here. Okay, on your mark, get set, push! Drive back. Me too. What?
Can the rest of the gang come?
Yeah. If there's enough room that we can build up, if we can build up a lot of room with these little things.
Blocks?
Yeah. With big pieces of blocks.
Found a blanket for up here. Oh, is this the one that's dirty? Which is the dirty blanket, Marky's?
There isn't a dirty one.
Mark, did yours get milk on it?
Yeah.
Is it real dirty? Actually,
yeah.
We should wash them both. Let's wash them both. Just throw them both in. Come on, Russ.
Okay. This one is clean.
They're time to wash.
I'm going to get dressed.
I think that's a good idea.
Aww.
Why?
Because we're going to go down with Daddy.
Well, you're not finished yet, so when we come back, we're going to be playing.
You want to leave all the toys out for your game?
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem.
Dad, do we have to have shoes and socks?
What's wrong?
Do we have to have socks and shoes?
He said, he's saying, do we have to have socks and shoes? Yes.
Yeah,
Mark.
I don't wanna.
Too bad, you have to, or else you're going to be walking around on a dirty floor in your bare feet.
Okay, well,
hey,
don't say that
in
bad
school?
Words.
Why did you say bad words?
No, I am not, Mark.
Well, he was wiggling his butt.
He was?
Yeah.
My turn. Now when your turn, I get to do it.
Ross, I don't want to hear any more talk from you like that. You bug off with your Ross Alexander, come here right now. Ross Alexander.
Shut up.
Ross. You say Marky's being bad. Marky's being so bad. Mark, you're still safe. Don't get yourself in trouble, Mark. You're out of trouble right now. You want to get in trouble, then.
Did you do it in the bed, Marky?
Don't get near him, Ross.
He's a what?
He's a what? Okay, Ross, come here. Come here. Come here, Ross. Go to your room. Go to your room. And your punishment is to clean up that whole room. That's your punishment. Thank you.